This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The U.S. military has promised a thorough investigation into what happened at Haditha. That's the Iraqi town where American Marines are accused of massacring 24 Iraqi civilians. Iraq's prime minister is pressing for answers, and as we'll hear in a few minutes, the U.S. Senate plans hearings. The Pentagon appears eager to offer assurances that if a massacre happened, it was an aberration. But as NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad, it may be too late.
His eyes have that hardened look, that mix of pain and resentment you often see these days on the faces of Iraqis. It's not surprising. Bashir, that's the only name he'll give, is from Haditha. He's 26. His friend, Marwan Aid Ahmed, was among two dozen Iraqis allegedly massacred there by U.S. Marines.
I just keep thinking about Marwan, because he was my close friend and we used to meet every day for 12 years in the school and, you know, after the school. And suddenly, you know, he died.
Marwan's three brothers were also killed that day. Bashir's still struggling to work out how to react to Marwan's death and grappling with the desire to settle scores.
And if you can to take his revenge, you will do it, but I can't. The American power is too big.
It's very painful to talk about it.
This man in his early 30s is also from Haditha. He says his name's Ahmed Salman. He moved to Baghdad after last November's alleged massacre because he felt it was too dangerous to stay. He says he saw the bodies of Marwan and his brothers.
We found the men in one room close to a cupboard. They shot so many bullets and killed all of them. What did they do wrong?
Ahmed says his anger is universally shared by people in Haditha, a mostly Sunni Arab town. He says nothing the U.S. does now in response to the massacre will make any difference.
This investigation will achieve nothing. The Abu Ghraib scandal went on for more than a year and a half. And what did they do? People were hurt and tortured. And what did they do? They just punished a female soldier and a couple of others. I would have killed her.
Many of Iraq's Sunni Arabs feel the same way. They've always opposed the U.S. presence in their country. After all, they dominated under Saddam and dream of his return. But you wouldn't expect that sentiment to be shared by this man.
Yes, yes. Things are very bad.
Muhammad al-Jabari is a Shiite cleric. He wears the black turban that denotes a Sayyid, a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. These days, beneath his flowing robes, he carries a pistol. Saddam jailed him for 2 years, then he fled into exile in Egypt and Jordan. He was one of the lucky ones. Mass graves containing other Iraqi Shia murdered by Saddam's henchmen are still being exhumed. When the U.S. invaded Iraq, many Shia welcomed them, and yet Jabari says life's now so bad, there are times he feels he'd like to go back to life under the dictator.
Yes, we sometimes think that. Other people also think the same way. Today, living conditions are very difficult. People don't have the basic necessities for a decent life, so they start to think that, yes, life under Saddam was easy. There was no freedom, but at least there was security and we lived better.
Jabari prays these days for peace. He tells worshippers at his Baghdad mosque that violence is wrong. Yet he says after incidents like Haditha, it's hard to get the message across.
People argue with us about it. They attack us and call us collaborators and American agents. We keep telling them we are sons of Iraq, working for the peace and stability of the country.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.